AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Hamas has announced it has freed an additional two hostages on humanitarian grounds. Israeli media citing an anonymous official confirmed the release. Two Israeli Americans were released last week. Stefan Dujarric at the UN says this is the 14th day in a row without electricity in the Gaza Strip.
The situation in hospital remains dire given the shortage of electricity, medicine, equipment, and specialized personnel. The Shifa Hospital in Gaza, the largest in the Strip, is currently treating some 5,000 patients, significantly over its normal capacity of 700.
Israeli airstrikes continue in Gaza. John Kirby at the National Security Council says the U.S. has been talking to Israel about a possible ground offensive.
We're not dictating military terms to the Israeli Defense Forces. They have a right and a responsibility to go after these terrorists, and they certainly are going to do it in a way that they choose to, that they believe is appropriate to the threat.
An investigation is underway following a mid-air emergency that forced the landing of a Horizon Air jet in Oregon.
Audio from the Horizon Air regional passenger jet, which was heading to San Francisco from Everett, Washington Sunday, reveals a pilot telling air traffic controllers the flight crew was able to subdue a cockpit visitor who allegedly tried to shut down the engines of the plane while it was in flight. The man was riding in an extra jump seat in the cockpit, a courtesy usually extended to off-duty pilots or other airline workers. The pilot also requested that police meet the Embraer 175 jet as soon as it landed in Oregon. The airline says no weapons were involved. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Horizon Air now says the man is an off-duty pilot. Prices for Russian oil have risen well above the price cap imposed by Western allies as part of sanctions over the invasion of Ukraine. This is AP News. Argentina's economy minister is the leader in the race for president.
The crowd were elated at the headquarters of frontrunner economy minister Sergio Massa, as results had come in that he had taken the lead. The Argentine minister will go head-to-head with right-wing populist Javier Milei. Massa's victory over Milei came despite the fact that on his watch, inflation has surged into triple digits. Still, he wasn't punished in the first round of voting. If Milei were to win in the next round, he has pledged to drastically diminish the state. He's called for the elimination of the central bank, replacement of the local currency with the US dollar, and a purge of the corrupt establishment that he called the political caste. I'm Karen Chamas.
A teenager opened fire at a high school in Sao Paulo, Brazil, killing one student and wounding two others. The suspect is identified as a student who was a frequent target of bullying. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.